This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, just hours after President Biden worried aloud about Russia possibly using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, human rights activists from Ukraine, Russia, and neighboring Belarus have won the Nobel Peace Prize. We'll begin with the AP's Julie Walker.
This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to jailed Belarus rights activist Alice Bialyatsky, the Russian group Memorial, and the Ukrainian organization Center for Civil Liberties. In its announcement, Norwegian Nobel Committee Chair Berit Riis-Andersen says the three winners have honored Alfred Nobel's vision of peace and fraternity between neighboring nations.
A vision most needed in the world today.
And calls the Peace Prize winners outstanding champions of human rights and democracy. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is talking about the risk of a nuclear catastrophe, saying that Russian President Putin is not joking when he talks about the possible use of nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons in Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The president adding, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Biden's remarks are the starkest warnings yet by the U.S. government. They come at a time that the Russian military has had major battlefield losses in its war on Ukraine. However, U.S. officials say they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces.
A judge in Ohio will hear arguments this morning on whether to extend a block on Ohio's law banning pretty much all abortions. A man accused of shooting and killing a Hampton Inn hotel clerk in Dearborn, Michigan during a dispute over money, then barricading himself inside a room, has surrendered to police, according to authorities. They say the suspect has a history of mental illness. A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now 6.6%, says Freddie Mac. This is AP News. Now to Thailand, a nation in mourning.
Relatives grieving a staggering loss are laying flowers at a daycare center in rural northeastern Thailand, where a police officer slaughtered dozens of people, including children as young as two who were napping.
We were very shocked. It's like our heart is broken many pieces.
Pranita Prawana says her nephew was only 2 years and 11 months old when he was killed at his daycare center. She's sitting with her sister-in-law and mother as they await news of a visit by the King and Queen of Thailand. Government officials in white uniforms are laying wreaths at ceremonial tables in front of the center's main door as a faded Thai flag flies at half-mast. They're followed by weeping family members who gather their hands in prayer before placing white flowers on the wooden floor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.